Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, let's see. This is Sentimental Mood by Icaro. Alrighty, and that was You Grow with Sentimental Mood. Welcome to today's episode of Psychics Gone Wild. And we have our musical love psychic in a relationship as well as career and finance. She kind of does it all, Pamela Cummins. And, of course, this month everybody's real concerned with relationship stuff because it's February and, you know, February 14th coming up and everybody's going, am I going to have some love this month? So, anyway, Pamela, how's it going today?
It's going good, and I really enjoyed that song. I could see that being a really nice song to, like, slow dance with someone. It was just beautiful. What a voice.
I know, isn't it?
Do we have that on the Spiritual Learning Connection?
I don't think we do, actually. It's like, I would love to get it on there. It's like, that's one of those talk to Jethro moments, you know, get him to load some of those over there. I know for our listeners, it's like, I know you can go, I'm pretty sure, to iTunes. It's like, she's got that out there for sale, and it's like, that's one of the things, you know, is downloads. So we do promote, you know, we get these, the songs and stuff that we play here, usually with artists and stuff that are up-and-coming artists, and they have their music out there, you know, for sale and whatever. If you like these tunes, you know, feel free to go check them out. And it's her name is Y-U-C-C-A, and it's R-O-S-E, it's Yuka Rose. So I know, I like that song too. It's really cool. So
yeah,
about that. We might be able to kite that over there.
I hope so.
So that's what's going on, and I'll let you make your announcements.
Sure. Okay, well, if you want to reach me, it's www.pamelacummins.com. My first name is Pamela. The last name is Cummins. I always give the first-time callers $10 off on your first-time reading. Also on the Spiritual Learning Connection on Tuesday nights, and we have a bunch of really good guests coming up. Tonight we're going to be talking about manifestation. You know, the law of abundance, but also what is kind of wrong with the law of abundance. Diane Garris will be my guest, and I'm very excited about that. She is head of Voices of the Angels. It's a psychic network where I am one of the advisors, but she also has written a bunch of books. She has CDs. She has all kinds of neat stuff. So she will be on tonight, and it will be manifestation and career finances, love, relationships, because it's in all areas of your life. And then the following week, I will be doing a special class. It's like an introduction class, a free introduction class for upcoming workshop/class that I have. The following week for February 12th, it's going to be about self-love, because we're all so focused on romance this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And we need to remember that in order to have a good love relationship, it has to come within us first. So I will be giving tips on how to love yourself better. And I don't mean like, self-absorbed, you know, selfish kind of love. But right. I mean healthy self-love, tips for that, how it makes relationships better. I would like to do a meditation at the end if anyone has any questions. It's not really going to be about readings. It's more, you know, it's more learning, because that's really important. The more you look, yeah, that's what the Spiritual Learning Connection is for. And then the following week, I will be having Trish Lesage. I was part of her book launch, and she will be talking about numerology. So a lot of good stuff is coming up. And my class will be on, I think it's Thursday the 21st. I'm still working a bit on that, but we'll be posting that real soon, and we'll obviously be having more information out there.
Awesome. Really good stuff coming up. And
yeah.
What I want to remind our listeners is all of our shows are in archives. So, you know, if you guys miss something live, because I've been going back and listening to shows in archives myself, because my children's basketball practice happens to coincide with our shows in the evening, which is really a bummer for me, because I love to listen to those. It's like, you've had some awesome guests. You've had some really
Thank
cool
you.
People.
And now I'm saying, wait a minute, is it Trish Lesage, or is it, because Wendy Joy is coming back. Let me just,
oh, cool.
Let me just check, because I apologize to people. I have, no, Trish is on the 19th, and then Wendy Joy will be back talking about self-healing. And on that particular show, we're not going to spend the whole hour, but we will be doing some energy reading. She'll be reading your energy, and I'll be doing psychic readings. And people just, Wendy's wonderful. She has such great energy, and we had such fun the last show. So I'm looking forward to having her back. So, yeah, a lot of good people are coming up. I try to get really interesting people on. I just do the best I can.
Yeah. You know, you do awesome, amazing. Like I say, it's like I've gone back and listened to that one on boundaries and, you know, and the other one on fear. It's like, you know, the F-E-A-R one. It's like, you know, and people a lot of times, I think, especially our, you know, our newer listeners or people who haven't, you know, been listening to us for a while, it's like they don't realize those archives are there, you know. And it's like, so I've been this month has been, you know, reminding people and going, you know, there's some awesome shows back there of, you know, just teaching stuff. And it's like, back when we first started it was actually called the Psychic Learning Connection. So don't be put off, you know, by the name there. But it's like some of the earlier episodes were called that, and then we kind of looked at that a little bit and said, yeah, it needs to be the Spiritual Learning Connection, because, you know, it encompasses a much broader range, you know, of what we're doing. So
right,
absolutely.
Right.
And the number over there, if you guys want to call in, because I know a lot of times that's what I do, is I call in to listen, because my computer, I would much rather listen on the phone. It's a clearer connection than my computer is. But it's 714-333-3354. And again, yeah, that's a lot of threes. 714-333-3354 to listen in to Pamela live tonight. And also, we have other shows that go on, you know, during the week, and just like we do here, Psychics Gone Wild, we're at 773-897-6461, and we're on here 7 days a week. We're working to get the Spiritual Learning Connection up to 7 days a week, too. It's like we're kind of looking for people who would like to, you know, go on and do, like, you know, what you're doing, and do spots on their specialty. So it's like, yeah.
Great.
If they have to listen, know somebody, want to refer them to us, it's like, please do, you know, either get a hold of Jethro at... His email is psychicjethro@aol.com, or mine is kccards@gmail.com, and it's spelled weird, it's kccards@gmail.com, so, because some of the other ones were taken. But all right, well, we got some people hanging on here waiting to talk to you today, so we're going to get to them here. And our first caller, area code 513, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. What is your name?
My name is Kim.
Kim?
Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure I heard that correctly. And your question is?
I'm actually calling to see what you see with our house selling or not selling.
Okay, it's funny because I'm getting on and on, slipping in a slide. And before you even ask the question, I pulled a tarot card, and it's a really cool card, a woman sitting on an eagle, and she's cutting away the night sky, and the sunlight's coming in. So what that means to me is there's little things that you might need to fix up, some odds and ends you need to take care of, and I'm seeing paperwork, okay? I'm actually feeling March. They're March.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised so soon, but they're saying March because for a minute I forgot the calendar. You know, we're in February already.
So, you know,
sometimes when I do readings, it's hard to focus. What month are we in and everything else? But I do feel that, I'm hearing the song, I'm On My Way Home, Sweet Home. So I don't know where you're moving, if it's closer to home or whatever, but it definitely feels, and if it's not, it's home. Okay.
Huh, awesome.
Can you
tell if it's a rental then, or if it's an actual house? Because we don't know what we're gonna do.
Again, I'm hearing home sweet home. I'm seeing a home now. You can rent homes, but
right.
It feels like your home. You know.
Okay. Awesome.
That's how they're putting it. You know. But yeah, soon, very soon, the move feels like it's a step up. It's an improvement. Okay?
Okay,
and that I'm not just talking about the house. I'm talking about the quality of your life. You're just going to feel more at peace, and that's more important sometimes than what your home looks like.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So yeah.
Awesome.
So it's definitely the right move. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All righty.
Thanks
for calling in. Let us know.
All right.
How it goes.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. That's exciting. That's a good one to start out with. Okay, and our next caller here is area code 610. Let's see if I can get the buttons to work here. Sometimes we have that technical blog talk. There we go, 610, you're on the list. Okay, 610, not sure what's going on. We're getting a lot of static. Are you there? Can you hear us? Because we're not hearing you just yet. Ooh, there we go, you're on. Boy, sounds like you're out in a windstorm or something here. 610, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you back in queue, and we'll see if we can get your static problems lined up here, and we'll come back to you. So don't give up on us. We'll come back to you.
Kelly, I am getting a message for 610, whoever they
are. Are you?
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of weird. I'm getting that they really need to clear out their thoughts, okay, and meaning sometimes that they think too much, and I'm getting dwell on things. Okay, and it feels like you need to clear out the negative, the dwelling, think more clearly. I'm actually feeling like channeling going on there, okay? And getting meditation would be really good for them. So whoever they are, hopefully they got that.
Yeah, I was going to say, 610, okay, if you got that, it's like, yeah, that was for you. we'll put them back in queue and see if we can get everybody and then come back and see if they got their static cleared up there. Okay, our next caller here is 916. 916, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And
my name's Diana. I'm from California.
Hi, Diana.
Do I have to ask a question? Because I've talked to Pamela before. I bet you they've already hooked up to her. I could tell you what song they gave me after you tell me what song
okay.
you get.
Well, I can't guarantee a song. What I am feeling is a lot of conflict around you, but you have a specific question?
Well, okay, throw out the love question then, since you're good at that.
I'm sorry, can you repeat? I didn't catch what you said.
Love.
Love, okay. I'm just getting, you know, they're so funny. I got a song for you, Balls Confusion, okay? And it just feels like there's a lot of confusion there, okay? I am hearing One More Try, it's a song lyric, okay? And I'm seeing you holding hands with someone, okay? So it feels like, I mean, if I was to conclude from all this, it feels like there's someone you're confused about, and it feels like you need to give them a shot. Does this make sense to you?
Well, they just came into my field, so yeah, I'll give them a shot.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. You know what? You're like me, or the way I can't used to be. You know, it's kind of like, well, I don't know, next, you know, and I'm getting not to go next yet, okay? That's what I'm getting. I'm getting to give
You're
it a little.
You're getting what?
Not to go next, okay, because it's not, you know, a lot of times we have a vision of how a mate's supposed to be or a certain job or how our life's supposed to be, and a lot of times it's not like that, you know. My guides are funny. They're saying, surprise, okay. So I am getting to give this person some time, okay. That's what I'm getting. You know,
well,
I'm not
supposed to be two, and the second one's not even in the field yet.
Okay.
But the song that they gave me was Sister Christian, and it totally describes everything I've done in the last year and a half. So I'll go by the song that I got.
Yeah. I I'm just getting. I'm not. You know, I'm not feeling that you should just toss this one aside. But I'm not saying that, because I was about to say, I'm not saying that this is who you're going to, you know, marry and live happily ever after. What I am getting is, you know, give it a shot. And the confusion's okay. You know, it's a lot of times people think that when they're dating, in love, and even in a marriage, everything should be crystal clear. They know exactly where they're going. No, a lot of times it's confusion. You know?
Well, I didn't mean love as in sexual marriage type love. I meant like love in high vibrational, sixth density, spiritual, two spiritual people working together.
Right.
And
but
that's basically what this one is. It's not a marriage one. It's
right.
Like with two spiritual, and of course there's a lot of confusion because we both just got to the point where we were able to free ourselves up to meet each other.
Okay.
So, but I don't believe this is the marriage one. So what you're saying is, yeah, you picked it out. The one that might come along to be the marriage one, I might even meet through this one.
Oh, yeah. Again, I'm just feeling that there is value in this relationship. Okay.
Yes, there
that's,
is.
There is a lot of value.
It's very angelic.
Yeah, and not to throw it away, because again, I'm hearing surprise. That's how they're saying surprise, you know.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there would always be confusion when you first meet somebody. It's like, who everybody's been telling me about for the last 3 months. We just came on.
And quite honestly, sometimes there's confusion, 6 months, a year, 5 years, a year. I mean, you know, but that's where I feel you're at. You know, again, I'm hearing the song Ball of Confusion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now they're giving me another song for you, Just Breathe, okay? You don't have to make any decisions today. They're really cute. They're singing the song Row, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down the Street. Dream, merrily, merrily, life is but a dream. And that's basically what they're saying is just go with the flow. When you're rowing the boat.
Oh, yeah, just spend another year light working on the road, living in my car. Okay, come on.
Okay.
People have been telling me for a year that February was the actual month.
Yeah.
Like, every time you talk to somebody, they want to tell you, it's going to be longer, it's going to be longer. No, I'm ready right now.
Yeah, again, and again, I'm just getting, stay in the moment and enjoy. And,
yeah.
You know, just flow with it. They're singing the song Roll with the Baby, okay?
And I do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a long, long time. So, yes, I could do the readings that you do, and it's like I'm still hearing everybody put everybody off for another 3 months, and people have been telling me ever since I've been on the road, since 10, 11, it's going to be 3 months, it's going to, you know, the same story.
Yeah,
I guess I'm my own psychic at this point.
Yeah, and quite honestly, when it comes to timing, okay, timing is very difficult, and things, because of free will, and it might not be you, it might be the other person, timing can change, okay?
Yeah.
And
but I know why you said row, row, row your boat.
Okay, good, because a lot of times...
It's across from row, going to have to row a boat to get there.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Going to have to get on a boat to get there.
Okay. Got it. So, well,
You're really good. Thanks.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Know if you understood the song that I told you that they gave me. They sang it to me all night long.
Yeah. You know, honestly, you know, I you mean the Sister Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're motoring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're moving along. So.
Yeah.
So just enjoy it.
Thank
so.
You. I'm
all
sorry
right.
if I was, you know, I was expecting you to say, yeah, right now, go right now, because
yeah.
this is it.
No, no.
Because the light just came on.
Yeah.
But of course you're not going to give anybody the advice to go right now. We have to make up our own minds.
Well, free will. I just basically shine the light on, you know, the path that you can go on. That's all.
Yeah.
Sometimes
well,
it's
I know
one,
that.
Sometimes
I've
it's
been
two.
On.
So. Okay.
I'm a healer. He's a healer. I know the path that I've been on and the path I can go on. I could be on the show, except. All right, I have to go inside here now and meet somebody. Thank you. You're
okay,
wonderful,
you're
Pamela.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. That was interesting. Wow. Okay, and our next caller here is area code 301. There we go, 301. You are on with us.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Ada. How are you?
Good. And it's Ada?
Yes.
Okay, and how can I help you today?
I was wondering if you could take a look and see how I should handle the situation currently with my sisters.
Yeah, okay, you know, it's weird. I'm feeling difficulties, and I'm feeling a rock. Like, it just feels like there's, like, you're in a cave, and there's a rock, and you can't see, all right? And it's really weird. My nostrils are, like, flaring up. Do one of them, like, flare their nostrils, or, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Because
yes.
I'm like, why are my nostrils flaring? That's so weird. You know what? Okay. I love this. There's an Eagles song, and it's one of my favorite. I love the Eagles, okay? And it's peaceful, easy feeling, okay? And basically what that means to me is don't let the others, you know, situations, your sisters, whoever, get to you. Stay in your center. Stay in your peace, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, there's I see you taking a chisel and, like, you know, slowly chiseling away at the wall, okay? Oh, my
okay.
Guys are funny. I'm hearing this song lyric, when the walls come tumbling down,
yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Okay, that's so cool. Thank you, guys. And what that means to me is don't work on it. Kind of just let it happen, okay? Because, yeah, I feel like 6 months to a year, oh, they're so funny. We Can Work It Out by the Beatles. You'll be able to work it out, okay?
Okay.
Don't force it, okay? Don't
yeah.
force it. You know what? You want it resolved now, okay?
Yeah.
And they're showing me, it's kind of gross. It's like, you know, like a caterpillar, how they go through the metamorphosis to become a butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
If you keep on poking and trying to fix it now, you will kill the caterpillar before it becomes the butterfly. That's
yeah.
what I'm seeing, okay? So, you know, let it go. Leave it alone. Focus on yourself, okay?
Well, and I think also part of the problem, too, is, you know, family members like my aunt and my mom saying, you know, not being happy with the situation and kind of putting pressure on me to, you know, try to, like you said, force it. So how do I get them to just leave me alone and let me, you know, follow your advice?
Okay, and what are, you know, obviously boundaries, and this is not coming from my guides, this is coming from me. You
okay.
got to put some boundaries there. Basically, you're going to say, I love you. I wish I could fix this. It's not fixable. Sometimes you just have to let time heal things.
Yeah.
Please stay out of it. You know, this is not, you know, please don't let this interfere with our relationship.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You know,
wow.
And I understand how you feel. There was a time when I wasn't speaking to my father, and I give my sister a lot of credit because she let us, you know, have our little thing, and meanwhile she kept relationships with both of us and stood out of it. And I'm
wow.
getting that your family, because it feels not just the ones you mentioned, are kind of busy bees. They want to
mm-hmm.
go in there, okay?
Yeah.
And basically, you really have to keep your boundaries up there. And again, I'm hearing the song Peaceful, Easy Feeling. So, you know, say it with love, but say it strongly.
Okay.
And the other thing I'm hearing my guides are saying is this topic is no longer open for discussion. It's
wow.
Like, yeah, you're going to have to be the adult here, okay?
Okay.
Because really, they're doing it from the goodness of their heart, but they're stirring up the pot. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're so right. That message about this topic is no longer up for discussion. Yeah, I need to just stop even talking about it and complaining to my friends or whoever. You know. And
you
just,
need to.
Like
you know said. What? What you? And it's funny because we're going to be talking about manifestation tonight. What you focus on, and this is for everyone. What you focus on is going to appear in your life. So
wow.
if you focus on, no one's ever going to love me, well, nobody is. You know, I'm so poor. You know, my family, I can't talk to them. This problem's never, well, no, it's not, okay?
Right.
I find for me that sometimes I just need to go for a walk or focus on what's with going, you know, my stuff, do what I want to do, and boom, everything just works out.
Wow.
Give it to God.
That's true.
Give it to God, you know?
Okay.
They are, I am getting your spiritual woman, so give it to God and the angels.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Seriously.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You betcha. And call us back and let us know how it goes.
I will.
Like to hear the ends of those. We like to hear the ends of those stories, you know, like
right.
Paul Harvey, the rest of the story.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Thank you. Family is, you know, I think that's one of the most difficult relationships we have at times,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
You know.
And they're the ones we chose to come in with to learn lessons and have them teach us things. Yahoo.
Right. And my sister, you know, my sister is my best friend. But you know, sometimes when we went up to Jersey the last time, I was really surprised at some of the feelings and stuff that came up. I kept them to myself. I talked to them with other people, but I was like, wow, this is my sister who I love. Now, can you imagine if it was a family member I didn't like? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But things come up.
Yeah.
They teach
yeah.
us. They teach us.
Yeah, so much so. Okay, and we got a couple more here. Let's see, area code 617. 617, you are on with us. 617?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. This is Catherine.
Yes, it is.
I know you now.
How you doing?
Good. I got a song for you. It's an oldie. I'm 50, so I get oldies. But I'm hearing song lyric, "All right now, baby, it's all right now." Okay, so know that everything's all right. But do you have a question for me?
Lately, I've been seeing, like, people on the other side.
Okay.
People that's dead. They've been coming in, flashing in and out.
Okay, and it's so funny because before you asked your question, I heard Belle. And, you know, and she's got a class coming up. And I think you talked to her, okay?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so weird because I got that because, you know, I didn't know if you were going to ask a love question or whatever, okay? So I would definitely check in with Belle, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because you are, you know, you do. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you're attracted to calling, because you have these own abilities. You know, birds of a feather do flock together.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing I am getting is I don't feel that you're attracting nasty, you know, things from the other side, but still to protect yourself because it freaks you out a little bit, okay?
Is
what I'm getting. You know, I don't feel like
because
you're terrified.
My boyfriend's mother, she keeps coming. Oh.
Your boyfriend mother keeps coming?
Yeah, because she deceased and I be seeing, she comes in and out.
Yeah.
It's like she's trying to tell me something I don't understand.
Okay, now mediumship is not my specialty, okay?
Oh, okay.
But what I am picking up is I don't feel like she's trying to, like, get away from, you know, my son. I don't feel like it's that. What I feel like, it's almost kind of like cautioning you to really look and see where you want to go with him. I almost feel like she's kind of protecting you. But she also wants you to take care of her baby boy is what I'm getting, okay?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Oh, she wants me to take care of her baby boy?
Yeah, I don't feel like she's coming around because she wants you to stay away. It's almost like she's kind of concerned for you about being around him. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, she's concerned all because of his sister's folly.
I don't know. It's more like she's more like watching out for you. Than him.
Oh,
it, yeah. That's how I'm getting it. I know. I would expect it differently, but that's how I'm getting it. But again, I am getting that you need to connect with Belle, work things out. I just feel like she's going to help you a lot, okay? More so than, you know, and I do psychic development. I do psychic coaching, okay? But for some reason, they're saying Belle is the more right energy for you, okay?
Miss Bell, Miss Bell.
Bell Salisbury. She was one of my guests. Yeah, she has the magazine Bell Esprit. I'm one of the columnists there. Okay. She has an upcoming class, psychic development class. Okay. I'm just getting work out something, you know, financially. I just feel that I don't feel like I'm going to be blunt. I don't feel like you have the whole fee for the class now, but I do feel that she will work with you. Okay.
Okay. That
all right.
Will work.
You know, even if you have to do something individually. All right. I just feel like it's real important for you because I'm getting you need to learn to ground better, protect yourself. You know, just so you feel safe with it, and it will grow. And again, they're saying birds of a feather flock together. That is why you're so attracted to calling us. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I hope that helps.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you so much. It
okay.
Did help.
Okay.
Okay, right. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Okay, and let's see here. Our next caller in queue is, we've got two more, and then we've got a question from chat. So we'll get area code 530. 530, you are on with us.
Hi, I'm Denise.
Hi. Denise, was it?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Birdie Bird's really singing, so okay.
I was just looking for just a message, I guess. If you had something coming up.
Yeah, it's really weird. First of all, I'm getting we can work it out, okay? And then I got a sneeze. I have no idea what that means, okay? I'm just giving you what I got, okay? But it does feel like there's somebody, okay, that you can work things out with, okay? I'm also hearing we make beautiful music together, okay? So I don't know if you're in conflict with anyone right now, or it's an upcoming conflict, but again, I'm getting the sneeze. It doesn't feel like it's, they're so funny, they're saying sneezy. I have no idea what that means, you know? It could
Sneezy's one of the dwarfs, remember?
I know. It's not making any sense to me, okay, this message, but I'm just going to give you what I'm getting, okay? It just feels like the conflict can work out, and there's something with hay fever or something like that. It just feels whatever conflict, whatever, it's going to smooth out. The other thing I'm getting is to have patience with things. Okay, it's funny, they're showing me on the computer, all right? And I can be a lot more patient with people than I can with computers and machineries and stuff like that, and that's a gift my father gave me. Thank you, Dad. And that's what they're showing is there are certain things you need to have more patience with, okay? As far as money, all right, that feels like it's just going to roll in. That feels like it's going to be okay. All right. Whatever conflict that you have coming up, it's just going to be doable. Patience with it.
Right.
So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm kind of sharing some information with a friend of, or my niece, and so she's kind of in a conflict at this point through this information.
Okay.
And so I feel like I have to either back down or, like, and just let go. I gave her the information, and I know she's struggling with that right now.
Okay.
So I guess that's what you're picking up on.
Right. Right. Yeah. And sometimes a sneeze can be like almost like protection. And not wanting to deal with a certain emotion. Okay. Because that's what I truly believe colds are about, is we're stuffing our feelings, so to say, and we're not dealing with something and we're not taking care of ourselves. So that would, now that you say that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. It's definitely resistance a little bit for her, I'm seeing, and that's okay. You know, I'm open to letting her have that and all that. I don't want to go against it. Now, what do you see in career, maybe?
Okay. You know what? We have another caller and someone in chat, so I need respect the other people. Okay, but if you need to get in touch with me, just www.pamelacummins.com. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. All righty, and let's see here. Our next caller is area code 586. 586. You are on here with us.
Hi, my name is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. And
how are you guys?
Good, good. And do you have a question for us?
You know, I do. I want to see if you see my financial situation getting better.
Okay. That explains what you're having the conflict with, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and all right, first of all, I'm hearing easy does it, and that feels like on yourself mentally, okay? They're so funny. They're saying you need to listen to the show tonight, or at least listen to it in archives, okay, because it is on manifestation. But easy does it on that. But I'm also feeling, too, with the spending, okay, and I understand this. You can go, either you're like a spendthrift, you're really careful with your money, or you at other times you go overboard, okay. Because the way they're showing me that is chocolate, and to me, chocolate is indulgence, okay? So I'm getting balance with that. Now, as far as work and money, It feels like more is coming up. You're independent?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what it feels like, and more is coming up. They're saying Mars and Jupiter, and I understand that, and I wouldn't have understood it a couple of weeks ago, but we just got out of a retrograde in Jupiter, which it affects finances, okay? So it will open up for you. The other thing I just got a vision of is someone twisting off a cap on a bottle, and I know that sounds really weird, but that is my symbolism, a new twist. So whatever you're doing, you need to put like a different perspective, a new twist, whether that's through marketing, through it, that could even be through your, you know, your attitude, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, because it's so funny. They're showing me going down this road in New Jersey, okay? And I used to have to go when I did bookkeeping. Believe it or not, I was a bookkeeper, okay? And they're showing me the highway I used to have to drive to get there. And believe me, I learned very much through that job how important your attitude is and how it will make the day go by and work go easier and, you know, more abundance coming in, okay? So, again, that feels important too. I'm just seeing dollar bills come, all right? They're saying manifest, because it will get better. You are doing your, like, dream desires, what I'm getting. So that's very important to continue doing what's in your heart. The money will come. All right?
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is don't focus on it. And I know that's easier said than done. Okay?
You know, I catch myself having check myself maybe 1,000 times a day.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, let's put our focus somewhere else. Let's put our, you know what I mean?
But, you know, give yourself credit for being aware, because a lot of people are walking around not realizing, you know, how they're crucifying themselves in their head.
Yeah.
Okay? The fear is going to come in because you're a human being. The thing is, what do you do with the fear? And it's funny. They're showing me a brown Dover pincher, okay, a dog. And, of course, you don't understand that, all right? This weekend I was at PetSmart. I've always been scared of Doberman pinchers. There was a nasty one on the street we grew up as a kid, okay, me and my sister. They scare me to death. And there was a beautiful brown one. And I asked the guy, I said, is your dog friendly? And he's like, very. And I went up. And I'm so scared of these dogs. And I went up and I petted it. And it was so loving. It was a puppy. It didn't look like a puppy, but it was a puppy. It was the most loving dog. So sometimes you have to just face your fears. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm getting that you are doing it. Things will open up. Have the faith. March feels like things are going to get a lot better, okay? They're so funny. I'm seeing a baseball player slide into home, okay? So,
yeah.
All right? So it feels like for the month of March, you'll get by. You'll slide in, and things will start to pick up in March. I'm also seeing a piggy bank, so when you know, it's, you know, feast, put a little bit away, okay?
That's what I have been doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been playing it very, 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 very thin-lined, if you will,
right,
for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm also getting to have yourself a piece of chocolate every now and then. Okay.
I will.
All right.
Thank you. That's great.
All right. I appreciate
it.
Not a problem. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. And call back in. Let's know how it goes.
We have a chat question.
We have a chat question. Yes, we do. This is from Pamela A. in chat, and she says, my son Colby is getting ready to go into negotiations with his soon-to-be ex-wife, Jenna. She'd love to have some guidance. And then she said there's also 5 kids involved, and he has not been working. She wants his annuity, which is fine, and he gets his pension that will go towards back child support. She currently will not allow him to see the kids. They are 2 hours away.
Right. No wonder it felt messy even before. First of all, she needs to stay out of it, okay? And I know that's very hard for a mother to do, okay? But I'm seeing, like, someone hold up, like, it's really weird. It's almost like a balance beam, okay? So I feel like she needs to be supportive but not put her 2 cents in, okay? I don't know how else to say. It feels messy. Okay, it feels messy. He will eventually be able to be with the kids, but during this time, the wife is angry. Okay? She's just mad. She's being a bee, okay? Really, you know? And because she's so angry, resentful, and underneath that there's a bunch of hurt, okay? It does feel like once the temper's cool and everything else, it will be workable, okay? And quite honestly, the marriage should be over, okay? Because if they stay together, it will hurt the children, okay? I don't know how else to say it. So they will get through this. Again, it just, I don't know how else to say it. I see them walking through mud, but I also, and I'm also getting a vision of a cloth that somebody's trying to use to clean the window, and they're actually making it worse. They're making it muddier, okay? So it's going to take some time. I don't know how else to say it. And again, she needs just to, like, you know, try not to interfere. Be supportive. Don't be interfere. Okay, and I just got a, it's funny, I'm hearing rolling down the line, and I saw like a little kid touch a hot stove and then kind of like rolling, actually rolling, like tumbersaults down the road, okay? So what that means to me is they basically have to learn their own lessons, and it's not going to be an easy lesson, okay? An important lesson, okay? And I know this sounds weird, but I'm actually getting a lesson in love, okay? Sometimes being kind when we want to scream, you know, patience when we want to tell someone off, you know, and they're learning how to do that. But right now they're kind of in the drama, okay?
Yeah, a lot of emotion.
Yeah, yeah, they're caught, and you know what? We're human beings. We all do that. I've done that, okay? But again, they will learn. Okay, and I know this is a far way off, but I am getting the next marriages will be better. For both of them. Yeah.
And she typed back in, she says, my daughter and I already agreed to stay out of it, stay out of the middle. And yes, she is very angry. Yes, I agree. They're big kids. They need to learn on their own. And the kids will forgive him and be okay. She's asking, what would kids forgive him?
Yes, that feels like, you know, that is workable, you know. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. There will be, on the children's part, there's going to be some resentment there, okay? And I'm getting that is their lesson, okay? But you know what? Those are their parents. And no matter what your parents do to you, okay, and to be blunt, they can beat you. They can torture you. There's always going to be a part of you that's going to love your parents, okay? And I do feel like they're both, the mother and the father, are going to step up to the plate and work on their relationships with the children, because they do love their children, you know. They're just, unfortunately, they're caught up in the drama, and it is affecting the kids, to be honest with you, you know.
Yeah.
So her role is support.
Support. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds like a really good one. And I was going to correct something earlier here. It's like, because on an earlier show, I had, I sometimes read lines wrong. And I thought that Venus was going into retrograde. I was so far off on that one. It's Saturn. Saturn is going into retrograde on February 18th.
Oh,
not
good. Thank God.
Because I kind of said that last week, and I was going, I looked at it, and I was like, what the heck? It's like, this is, no, this is Saturn, not Venus. Oh, my goodness, how to do this? But, yeah, Saturn is going to be in retrograde from February 18th to July 7th. So it's like, I'm not sure. We had a gal on Saturday, who's an astrologer, and it's like, because I'm not real familiar, you know, with all the planets and what they do, but, you know, that's her area, and it's like, I'm going to ask her that. But we do have Mercury. For those of you looking for communications, Mercury is also going to be in retrograde starting February 23rd and going through March 17th, so be on your toes for miscommunications, for troubles with your phones, for troubles with your computers, for troubles with, you know, written communications. It's like, yeah, at least it's after Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them going after. So that's
nice. But still, you know, I hate when my computer and phone, I'm such, you know.
Things go wacky, yeah, I know.
I'm such a computer addict, I admit it. Give me the internet. Hey, you know, it also interferes with our radio shows and stuff. Boo-hoo, you know?
It does. It really, we've seen that. It's like, you know, you tune back into some of those shows and you go, man, what in the heck was going on there? It's like, well, Mercury was in retrograde, and apparently Blog Talk got hit too, because There was that one night that they had, the blog had a really blog moment, and they said, yeah, we 285 shows were down. It's like, there was a lot of mad people.
Oh, yeah.
I felt very sorry. I was very glad I was not blog talked that night. I was like, oh, my goodness, that had to really be a moment there. So, yeah.
Right. Oh, sure. I feel sorry for the person who owns Blog Talk, because they were probably had the worst migraine headache, okay?
Of ever, yep. So maybe we should be telling Blog Talk, hey, by the way, just be aware, guys, for this, 3 weeks there, it's like you're going to have havoc. No.
Well, hopefully not. Maybe if we all get, visualize good communication.
Things,
good
prayer.
Yeah, you know what? We can shift the world's reality. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people, living in fear.
Yeah. And that's actually what I've been going over with the Greg Braden stuff is he is so amazing. I mean, the book The Isaiah Effect that he wrote back in 2000. And, some of the prepositions there are like, even if an event has started, they talk about choice points. I mean, he brings in, he's a scientist, so he brings in, the physics, the quantum physics and all that. But he said, even when things have already started, even when events have already started, they can still be altered and still be changed by prayer, and it shifts us into, one of those parallel dimensions, whatever. And I'm like going, I would like to hear some of our callers talk about this, or get maybe in Spiritual Learning Connection, how people call in. I'm going to start documenting these. I'm going to share this with you, Pamela, and with our listeners here. About two weeks ago now, a piece off of my necklace broke, and it fell onto my daughter's floor in her house. And we looked around and looked around and looked around and swept and everything else and looked under stuff. Could not find the doggone thing anywhere. So I left, and I was going, well, bummer. It's like I can't, find this. It was about 5 days ago. We started, going through totes and stuff, and I swear to God, I think my totes are either wormholes or dimensional shifters or something. I got to the bottom of this tote that had been sitting, I drug it out of storage. It was, sitting here, had been, there for, a couple weeks, and I finally got around to it. I cleared out the bottom, got clear to the bottom of that tote, and I'll be darned if the piece of my necklace that I had lost in my daughter's living room was in the bottom of this tote. And I was okay. It's like, what kind of shifting and dimensional things are we doing here, guys? It's like, I would like to know how, what we do with our thoughts that makes a shift like that. But Nostradamus talked about that, the future is being like, the 8-lane highway. And you can shift gears and you can shift lanes just like we drive down a road. But I'm going, I would like to know when I'm steering to a different timeline, so I could be able to go back and find stuff, because this is the second time that something has appeared in these totes like that. It's like last summer, it's like June to the middle of August. It was like a 5 or 6 week time period. We literally lost a CD that we had watched like every Friday at Fiddler on the Roof. We were watching Fiddler on the Roof every Friday, and I stuck it on top of it. It lived on top of my daughter's TV at the time. And one day, it just disappeared. We went to watch it on Friday. It wasn't there. I was like, okay, that's really weird. Well, literally, 5-6 weeks later, we're out in storage, and I'm pulling out stuff, to get. And it's like, I opened the thing, and I said, guys, you're never going to believe this. Look at this. And they went, how did it get in here? And it's like, I don't know. Because it's like, it was my kids. It was all of us. It wasn't just me being delusional. It's like all of us had, had seen this. It was like, four or five of us knew what had gone on. So it was kind of like his group thing of, this was a dimensional something happened where it ended up in a tote in my storage thing. And I was like, okay.
I think it's your guides. I think it's your guides or,
really?
The spirit guide who's playing with you. Seriously.
Something.
Yeah, that's what it
feels. Someone
that filled
my socks in the dryer, right? No.
Yeah, well, I really would like to know where all those socks have gone to, the sock universe. But no, that's what it feels like, because I've had things like that happen. I have this bracelet, that I made out of Swarovski crystals. I did a psychic party.
Ooh,
it was, yeah, it was really, they were expensive,
nice. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I made a lot of money, so I treated myself, I splurged,
right.
And I made matching earrings and a necklace and a beautiful bracelet,
Wow.
I have the earrings, the necklace, I cannot find that bracelet, I have searched, I finally just let it go. And a necklace, and sometimes, and maybe, a year from now I'll find it. I also lost this leather wallet that my sister brought back from Italy.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, so at least you find your stuff.
Eventually. That's what I said. I wonder if, like, you know, if those totes are doggone, you know, like wormholes or dimensional shifts, me, I'm going, you know, what would happen is, like, you know, the kids are like, Mom, what would happen if we got into an empty tote and shut the lid? I'm like going, I don't know. I don't think I want to try that.
Did you ever read Harry Potter?
Yeah, I read the series. I saw one or two of the movies, so it's like,
okay,
the movies did absolutely not do justice to the...
Well, Hermione, I think, I don't know, Hermione, she had this bag, right, in one of the books near the end, the fifth or sixth book, all right, and she had this bag, and it was just a regular pocketbook, but you could reach in there and she could pull out a tent, okay, or, you know,
right.
Whatever, a wardrobe, and I'm like, I want that bag.
Sounds like Mary Poppins. Remember Mary Poppins with her carpet bag? It's like, and all the stuff she pulled out of that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. But it's got to be lightweight. I can take it anywhere, and oh, I'm stuck outside in the cold, and you know, in the middle of wherever the forest. Oh, I'll just pull out my tent. You know.
So. Exactly. All righty. Well, we got about 3 minutes left here. Let's see. And yeah, Pamela did say, Pamela said on there, you know, thank you very much. That was like right on for her. Let's see. And then we got some other stuff. Oh, come here. Now my chat's going to be wacky with me.
All right. Well, while you're waiting for that, I just want to remind everyone, please listen tonight at the Spiritual Learning Connection. Diane Garris is going to be on. We're going to be talking about manifestation. If you have any questions about manifestation, you know, that you'd like to ask, I will have chat open. Okay. Diane is not comfortable with taking phone calls on the radio.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah, that's cool.
You know.
Yeah, Jan did say she lost her wedding ring for almost 6 months, and she found it right before the wedding.
Thank God. Oh my God.
Yeah, no kidding. Good time to find before the wedding. That way you didn't stress about it. Oh man. Let's see. What else here? Okay, and just to give everybody a quick reminder again, check us out at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And remember, Jethro is still got his book for sale over there, autographing stuff, and also Linda Irwin. And I know with her stuff, if you want Linda Irwin stuff autographed, she will autograph her CDs for you too. So if you order those, you know, she'll just write her name on the label there, you know, something like that. And you can get those at her mailing address, or email address rather, is CN as in nose, CNTMUU, CNT continuum. It's got some of the letters, CNTNUUMX, there you go, at frontier.com is her email. And she's got two musical CDs, 34 songs on them, and I believe she's still running her special for $25 for both of them. That includes the shipping. And if you want them autographed, just, you know, when you email it, just say, hey, would you autograph those two for me? So, and any of the music that you hear, the rest of the music you hear on here is available for iTunes downloads. You know, it depends on who the artist is. Golly. Trying to think what else here. It's like we have pages on all of the on our readers and our, you know, our regular readers there over at Psychics Gone Wild, and of course, you know, Pamela's got her own sites and stuff, and so is Jethro, and it's like, you know, most everybody, and I know you guys, man, you guys got on Twitter, and it's like, I'm still trying to figure out, 90 seconds, dang it, okay, you guys are on Twitter and retweeting stuff, and I was like, I'm still trying to figure that out, but
I love
anyway.
Twitter, it's like learning Latin, it's another language, but it's worth it once you understand it. You can find me there at Rev Pamela, and Jethro is Psychic Jethro on there, we're both on there, you know, so please tweet us, we love tweets, you
yeah.
know, yeah, it's important. Now, is Linda Irwin, is she on the psychicsgunwild.com?
No, she's over with the Unseen World.
Okay.
And she's over that one. But yeah, we're still kind of doing the promo on her music stuff, you know, because that was kind of an agreement, you know, we had with her and stuff. So we still do that. And let me think. I was about to say something, and I on the tip of my brain, and I lost it. And it's like, okay, I'll think of it sooner or later.
Well,
anyway.
Well, join me tonight at 8 p.m. on the Spiritual Learning Connection. I'm here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and there's a lot. We're Psychics Gone Wild is here 7 days a week, so
yeah.
Just check us out.
That's what it was. Is there's also a Psychics Gone Wild web page on Facebook. So it's like if you guys want to check us out on Facebook, Jess Rose posted all the shows and events and stuff on Facebook under Psychics Gone Wild, so you can Facebook us there.
Yeah, please do.
All righty. And that's a wrap, and we'll see you all again.
Okay. All right, Kelly, I will talk to you soon.
All righty. Sounds good.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.